and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the corridor in the courthouse. In just a few moments, we'll enter the courtroom for today's case of Order in the Court.
Your name is Mrs. James Lowry.
Yes, Your Honor. I was married just a month ago.
Very well. Will you proceed?
Well, to begin with, my husband is several years older than I am. 14 to be exact. I met him this past summer in July. He'd come to the town where I lived on business, and some friends introduced us. He seemed interested in me from the very beginning, and he postponed his business trip and stayed in town for almost a month. Then he asked me to marry him. Well, I told him I would.
Did you love him?
I thought I did, yes, Your Honor. He was charming and well-educated and was of a very prominent, wealthy family in the East. Well, we made plans for the wedding. We were to have it in my mother's home. He was to go back East and then return for the wedding. Well, I was very happy. I got my trousseau ready and Mother helped me, and everything was just as bright as could be. Then came the day of the wedding, and the wedding itself. And as soon as the ceremony was over, I dashed upstairs to my room. My mother was already there ahead of me. Come on.
Oh, I'm furious, Mother.
What on earth?
I want to pull her hair. I want to slap her. Slap her until she screams.
Daughter, daughter.
I mean it.
Now, is there any mood to be in 2 minutes after you've been married?
Oh, I don't care. She had no right to say such things. And she knew I could hear them. She wanted me to hear them.
What on earth are you talking about, Claire?
Mrs. Meredith, the nasty old cat. I don't suppose she's the only one. I told you I didn't want to invite them.
Now, calm yourself, Claire. This isn't any way to act.
But I wish you'd go downstairs and tell her she isn't wanted in this house. Throw her out, on her ear if you want to. And all the rest of the gossiping cats. I won't go down to that reception. I tell you, if I have to face that woman, I'll pull her hair. I'll dig my fingernails in her.
Will you stop raving, daughter? Calm yourself. And take off your wedding dress.
They turned my perfectly lovely wedding into a...
But what did Mrs. Meredith do, Claire?
Oh, she didn't do anything. She just sat there smugly in the front row and whispered to Mrs. Carey. All the time Jim and I were kneeling at the altar. She knew I could hear her.
But what did she say, daughter?
Oh, she said she couldn't understand what a fine man like Jim Lowry could see in a selfish, rattle-brained little flirt like me. I tell you, I heard every word of it.
Well, pay no attention to it.
She's jealous, that's all that's the matter with her. Jealous because Jim didn't marry her precious Thelma. But I hope Thelma never gets a husband.
Claire.
Well, I do.
Here, let me unhook you.
And Mrs. Carey whispered back to her. And though she thought I was taking an awful chance marrying Jim. Oh, I'd like to scratch the eyes out of people who gossip all the time. How does it concern them?
Here, don't rumple your dress, darling.
Well, they've rumpled me. Gossiping, ever since I met Jim. Even Betty Walker came to me the other day and said if she were marrying... She'd certainly want to meet her husband to be his family before the ceremony. Well, I told her where to head in.
Here are your stockings, dear.
Thanks.
What did you say to Betty?
I told her she'd be taking an awful chance.
Claire.
She understood me all right. Oh, they make me sick, all of them. As if Jim hadn't told me all there was to know. How does it concern them anyway?
Perhaps they've heard that his mother's a little eccentric.
Well, what of it? There are plenty of intelligent people who are eccentric, who like to live more or less alone.
Maybe it would have been better, Claire, if you'd insisted on Jim's inviting you to his home first.
Oh, now, Mother, for heaven's sake, we aren't going into that again. What difference does it make? The only reason they gossip is because they're jealous. Jealous because I married a man who's important, who's wealthy. Well, thank heaven I won't have to listen to it any longer. If I had to live in this town another month, I'd lose my mind. Where's my pink slip?
Here it is. Claire... If you don't mind, there are one or two things I want to say to you tonight.
Well, just so you don't gossip, Mother.
There are things I want you to know, because they'll mean greater happiness for you now that you're married. Marriage changes a great many things, Claire. Adjustments have to be made. Some of those adjustments you're going to have to make. For example, you've always had your own way. Pretty much so. Now, you can't always do that when you've a husband to consider.
Don't you think I know that, Mother? Understand that?
Well, that's the key that you don't lose sight of it. Jim's an awfully fine man, and he loves you devotedly. His being a little older than you, I don't think ought to make any difference at all. Your father was older than I when we were married. But, well, Jim will have opinions, Claire, and certain set ideas. Now respect him, dear.
Ah, sure I will, Mother. Darling Mummy, and you've been so swell to me. Would you mind snapping this hook?
Of course.
I'll remember, Mother. Thanks. Say, do I look all right?
Oh, you're lovely, Claire.
Oh, now, no tears, Mummy. I'm going to be so happy. And aren't you a little bit proud of me?
Yes, darling. Mm-hmm. Yes. You'll let me know how you find everything when you get there.
Oh, I'll write you the minute I arrive. Jim says you ought to make it by dinner time tomorrow night. And I'll write you even before I eat. How's that?
God bless you, Claire.
Perhaps I'll go down to the reception.
Oh, you won't pull anybody's hair or slap them?
Oh, well, I'll try not to. Come on, Mommy. Well, it's really lovely. Darling.
Grafton, I think.
And how much further is it?
Oh, another 100 miles, I should say. Tired?
Oh, never. I'm loving every minute of it. I've never been this far east before. It doesn't look much different from back home, does it?
There isn't so very much difference when you come right down to it.
We are going to be happy, aren't we, Jim?
I hope you will be.
I said us, darling.
I'm sure I shall be.
And your mother, she won't hate me, will she? She won't, will she, Jim?
Why should she?
Well, you can't blame me, can you, for being a little nervous about meeting her? I do so want her to like me. I know I'm going to love her. And surely, just because she likes to live alone, well, surely she won't mind having me there. And if she'll only let me, I just love managing the house and the servants, relieving her of some of the responsibilities.
There'll be no need of that.
But I want to, Jim. You will let me help, won't you?
I said there'd be no need for you to worry about the house.
I see. Well, would you rather I didn't talk to you?
Well, certainly not.
But why is it, then, that you always act so strange when I'm in the house? Or your mother? Or your brother?
I wasn't aware that I acted strange.
Well, you do, darling. You always have.
Well, I've told you it'll all probably be somewhat different from what you expect.
Why can't you tell me what to expect? You'd only give me some idea. I'm sure I'm going to like it, no matter what it's like. How is it going to be different? Is it such a mysterious house?
Why do you use that word?
Well, you're making a mystery of it.
Is that the only reason?
One of the girls back home said that one of her relatives who lives near you told her that that's what some of the people there called it. Mystery house.
I see. Because we choose to live somewhat apart, Claire. Some people do call it Mystery House. What of it? Greater fools, they. Anyone whom they don't know becomes a mystery. Any house which they've never entered becomes a mystery house.
Well, that's easily understood, isn't it?
Very well, then.
Your brother won't be there when we arrive, I believe you said, huh?
Gilbert's in France. I hope he stays there.
Jim.
Gilbert's a fool, a waster, a drunkard.
You never told me that.
There need to. You weren't marrying Gilbert, were you?
Of course not, Jim, only... Well, maybe I imagined it, but... I just took it for granted that he was away on a little trip. A business trip.
Gilbert has no business.
I see. Then, when you're at your office, there'll be no one in the house but your mother and me.
4 servants will be there.
What's the matter, Jim?
Just a tire gone flat. afraid now we shan't make it home till after dark. I'm sorry, darling.
This avenue of trees, darling.
My house is just at the end. You'll be able to see it in just a moment. Unless the moon goes under another cloud.
I hope it doesn't. It must be lovely in the moonlight. Do you think it'll storm tonight, Jim?
I shouldn't be surprised.
All that wind, it's blowing a regular gale. I wish we could have gotten here in the daytime. Will your mother be waiting for us, do you think?
There's the house. You can see it now.
Jim.
I suppose it is a bit frightening at first.
Why didn't you tell me, Jim?
I didn't want you to imagine things. You see, there's a reason why it looks as it does. So desolate, so bleak, shall we say?
Why do you let it stay like this?
Was powerless to change it, to alter it in any way. It was so provided for in the will of my mother's grandmother. Why, you're trembling, darling. What is there really to be frightened about?
Oh, I don't know, Jim. It's just unexpected.
Here now. That won't do.
Jim, don't stop the car.
But we're home.
Well, let's not go in now. Let's wait until tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be a silly thing to do?
Welcome home, Mr. Lowry.
Jim.
What on earth? The ghost? Why, it's only Sexton come to get the bags.
Sexton?
Of course. That's his name. I never knew you were such a timid child before. How are you, Sexton?
Very well, Mr. Lowry.
Landed. Well, I've brought my wife home, Sexton. This is Mrs. Lowry.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Bring our things in, Sexton, and tell Ellen we've already had dinner.
Very good.
Come along, darling.
Here now, please stop trembling. Take my arm, won't you? Please, no more screams. Here we are. Shall we observe the custom of lifting you over the door sill for good fortune? There we are. Welcome home, darling.
Yeah.
Yes, it is rather musty and shabby. But as I told you, we're powerless to change it.
But couldn't you have electric lights instead of those dingy old oil lamps?
Wouldn't that be a change? Come along now. And I'll show you our rooms. Please don't be frightened, darling. Now, how's that?
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, Jim, this is lovely.
I hope you'd like it.
Oh, please close the door. Oh, thank heaven.
Here. Warm yourself by the fire.
Oh, this is a beautiful room. You change things here, Jim.
For you, my darling.
Then why can't you change the rest of it? Oh, you must, Jim. With everything modern like this. Oh, sit here by me. And hold me, Jim. There, that's better. I'm not frightened now. But really, out there, darling, I was terrified.
You'll soon get over that.
But, Jim, it was just like what we imagine a haunted house looks like. And then when Sexton stepped out like that, well, honestly, Jim, I'm not a baby, but I was sure he was a ghost. I just knew that the next thing I'd see would be bony skeletons dancing on a tombstone somewhere or something. That was silly, of course, but really... Oh, you will change it all, won't you? Paint it, fix it up, modernize it, make it look earthly. Please, darling, you must, Jim. Answer me.
Claire, let me tell you about this house. You see, as I told you, my mother's grandfather built it for his bride. She died when her first child was born. But in her will, you see, she'd loved this house so much, she provided it should remain in the Lowry family. As long as any one of us should live. And as long as nothing was altered or changed.
That's why you see it as it is.
But in here you've changed it, Jim.
Yes. The will is so old now that, of course, if we wished, we could defy it. However, for one thing, my mother dislikes the idea. And for another thing, we haven't the money.
You haven't the money?
Unfortunately, no. The Lowry finances, my darling, are not as flourishing as are generally believed. That's why in the last few years I've turned to practicing law.
I see.
Of course, we prefer that that information does not become public property. Might make several matters rather difficult for us. So I trust you won't mention it.
No, Jim.
Good. Now, there's one thing, and I must ask you not to repeat that either. I don't wish you to speak of it to your mother or to anyone.
Yes, what is it?
Well, I told you my mother is eccentric. Claire, my mother is insane.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh.
Claire, please.
Oh, tell me that isn't true, Jim.
Here, what's so terrible about that?
Oh, Jim.
It's not a family taint, darling. My mother is in no way violent. She isn't dangerous.
Oh, why didn't you tell me all this before?
Well, again, I ask you, why should I?
Because you should.
My mother's condition is only what some persons term queer. You see, her mind is distorted, shall we say, by a terrible tragedy. She watched my father as he burned to death underneath her overturned car. She feels that she should have saved him, which she couldn't have done, of course. But it has preyed on her mind.
But why can't something be done for her?
Nothing can be done.
Where is she?
She lives on the top floor. She has it to herself. No one except one of the servants, Ellen, is permitted to go near her. Strangers frighten her. I'm sure you won't mind if I ask you to confine your activities here to the two lower floors.
No, I shan't mind. But, Jim, why do you keep her here? Why don't you send her somewhere to a...
An insane asylum? Because, Claire, she's my mother. I believe you can understand that. Would you... Could you permit your mother to undergo that?
Oh, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Very well. Why should either of us talk of it ever again? I've told you everything. So now you can forget it. We shall go on living our lives happily, my darling. We have one another, you and I. That's what's important. And though I do love you so, my darling, you're the only bright, pretty thing in my life. Those slender white fingers of yours, they curl so tightly around my heart that they should never loosen their grip. Perhaps I should go mad. You're everything, Claire. Everything. Never be afraid again, never. Just trust me.
Dream. Oh, it was awful. My mother was in a house that was falling in the sand, and she was going insane, and I couldn't help her. They wouldn't let me go to her.
It's just your mind mixing up all the things you learned tonight.
Oh, yes.
So now that you see it was all a dream and how silly it all was, surely you won't dream like that again. You must not let your mind linger on such thoughts. Have I not asked you to trust me?
Yes, Jim. I'll try not to dream anymore. I'll play fair. I'm all right now, fairly. Good night.
Where are you going?
I beg your pardon.
I said, where are you going?
And how dare you speak to me like that? You're a servant in this house.
Yes, I'm a servant.
Then don't you ever dare speak to me like that again. Now, go on, Ellen, back wherever you were. Don't you hear me?
Has Mr. Lowry given you permission to go to the third floor?
I'm sure he hasn't given you permission to question me like that.
I shall speak to him when he comes home and tell him that I'm dismissing you.
You will never dismiss me, Mrs. Lowry.
Oh, won't I? You'll see whether or not I will.
Neither will you go to the third floor.
I wasn't going to the third floor.
Thought I'd gone to the kitchen.
Will you stop your impertinence at once and do as you're told?
If you'll step aside, I'll go where I'm needed, above, to her.
All right. Go ahead. It may be the last time you'll ever go there.
Thank you.
Better not go up there.
Oh, well, Sexton, I wasn't going anywhere. I was just on my way to my room.
Yes. Yes.
Why aren't you below where you belong?
Yes. Yes.
I'm your son's wife. I came to see if I could help you.
Jim has no wife. Who are you?
Oh, really, Mrs. Lowry, I am Jim's wife. I suppose he told you.
My Jim would never marry you.
Well, he is married to me. You must have forgotten.
I never forget anything.
The way God punishes me. He hurts me because I'm a coward. I let Harry burn up. Do you hear? I let him burn up. Harry, help him. Help him.
You get out of here, you fool. You fool. Get out. Get out before I kill you. Can't you hear me? If you ever put your foot in face inside that door again, I'll smash it in for you. Get out. Get out. Get out.
What do you mean?
Ellen just phoned me that she found you in my mother's apartment. The shock of your appearance brought on another of mother's attacks. Didn't you promise me you'd never go there? Did you go there after I told you not to?
What Ellen told you is not true, Jim. I accidentally went to the third floor, yes. My mind must have been wandering, and I thought I was on the first floor instead of the second. When I found out where I was, I left.
Then you didn't talk to my mother?
No, I didn't have time. She fainted.
That's a lie. She's talking to her. She's quarreling with her.
I wasn't.
I've never known Ellen to lie before, Claire. She loves my mother. She has no reason to be telling an untruth.
No. No reason except that she knew I was going to fire her for a neglect of duty and insubordination.
What did you do, Ellen?
I've done nothing. I caught this woman in your mother's rooms and ordered her out. And I told her if I ever caught her there again, I'd smash her face. I meant it.
What? Will you send her out of the house, Jim?
Do you dislike my wife, Ellen?
They don't matter to me one way or the other. But you'll stay away from my mistress. You can believe whichever one of us you want.
Why did you lie to me, Claire?
Get away from me, Jim. Don't you touch me.
What do you think you'll gain by lying to me?
Get away, Jim.
You get this through that empty, selfish head of yours. I'm the head of this house. I'll hire and fire servants as I see fit. You'll have nothing to say about it. They're all loyal, dependable servants. They've been with the family for years.
They're all insane, all of them. And so are you. Let me go. Let me get out of here.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out of this house. I won't...
You aren't going through that door. That door is barred.
Oh,
you're my wife. You'll stay here with me.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
That, Your Honor, is the terrible problem that's facing me.
And how did you get here, my dear?
I found one of the servants I could bribe. Wilkins, the butler. He helped me escape.
And now you want to know what you should do next?
Well, Your Honor, I know that legally I am his wife. But I can't stay in that madhouse. I won't. And I don't dare go to my mother's because he'd find me there and he'd take me back. Oh,
Please help me, Your Honor.
My dear Mrs. Lowry, on the basis of your story, just as you've told it, it is very easy for me to advise you. Of course, I'm not entirely sure that you were really in love with this man when you married him. If you were not, you are guilty yourself of committing a reprehensible act. However, that is at the moment beside the point. Quite obviously, your husband misrepresented his family, his financial condition, and himself to you in asking you to marry him. In so doing, he committed an act for the commission of which the laws of this state permit an annulment of your union. In other words, of your marriage contract. Also, our churches recognize the necessity at times of marriage annulment. Therefore, if I were you, I should proceed at once to petition in court for the dissolution of this marriage.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We are once again talking to you from the corridor as the courtroom is emptying. We hope that you'll join with us again when we return for the next session of Order in the Court.